KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is KC at DOA. Do we have any pre-nat check-ins for the Sunday mid-Michigan net? Please call now. KC at DOA. This is? Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra South Lima. Rob BC. We're going to be in and out 73 snow traffic. Okay, Rob, got you in and out. Are there any stations wishing to do a pre-net check-in for the Sunday night at Michigan Net? Please call now. All right, well, I'm going to give this a shot. This is CKE8ADN at Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu November. I'll copy. Kilo 8, Kilo Echo 8. Alpha Zulu November, got you in there. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now, KC BOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
NADRL. Got you in there, Dave. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank. Good evening.
Okay, good evening, Bob. Got you checked in. Any other stations wishing to do pre-net check-in for the Sunday mid-Michigan net, please call now.
KC8YVF.
Got you in there, Ron. Are there any other stations wishing to do pre-net check-in for the Sunday night at Michigan Net? Please call now.
No need, Bert. No copy.
Okay, got you in there, Minnie.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
We'll do a standby here and we get started the net here in just a minute. KC BOA. This is a Sunday mid-Michigan net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KC BOA and I'm located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purposes of making announcements, getting acquainted, fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, if you have any traffic or analysis for the net. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I'd like to take regular check-ins. Please call now, KC8UA.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Saginaw County.
WD8DW, I got you in there. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now. Okay, we'll go to the top of our list, KE8AZN. Go ahead and pick it up with NAERL on standby.
Well, this is KE8AZN, and good evening, everybody. It looks like it's a wonderful evening here. We up here in the Beaverton, Michigan area. I believe we got about 6 inches of snow. Earlier, I thought it was 10 inches of snow, but I've since gone out there and taken a look. No, it's closer to 6 inches. So we got this wonderful fine powder out here, and I was still able to get out to and make it off to church this morning, but there was a lot of snowmobile activity going on. So, again, this is KE8AZN. Back over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, KE8AZN. Next, we'll go to NAERL with NAKPR on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave, KC8BOA.
Hey, thank you, Rick. Well, let's see. For the hobby today, and yesterday a little bit, I hunted, in fact, a little bit on the CQWPX RIDI contest. I'd never done that before. Still learning about RIDI, still learning about FL Digi, but every time I use it, I've learned a little bit more. And speaking of snow, yeah, I don't know how much we got. I actually have not left the house today. Just didn't have to, so I didn't. Did get a few projects done around the house. But it looks like middle of the week or so, we're going to get a substantial amount more. So I have to be ready for that. Back to you, Rick.
NAERL. Well, thank you there, Dave. I didn't measure, but I'm going to guess we had somewhere around 3 inches. That would be my best guess. Next, we'll go to NAKPR. Bob, go ahead and pick it up with KC8YVF on standby.
Well, good evening, everybody. We had about 2.5 inches here in Franklin with the powder. 17 degrees right now, and after I come home from church, I says, well, let's get the snow blower out because it's not going to warm up, and we're supposed to get some more snow. So I says, well, let's get rid of this while I got it, while I got time. So that's what I did this morning, and then pretty much just played some radio this afternoon, and we're kind of like painting the basement floor, but I got to get rid of the old paint off of it, which is, I got this tool. It's basically an angle grinder, but it's got this head on it that has these metal teeth on it that just literally scrapes the cement off too, but, so it kind of smooths the cement out too, plus gets the paint off, but you got to have it hooked up to a vacuum. Because it throws some dust, man. It's vicious. But anyways, I've done part of the basement, and I'm working on the last part of it now, getting the paint off so we can paint it. Because you can't. I did the other part of the basement without just kind of like sanding the old paint. and that paint does not want to stick to it very well, so I had to come up with a different way, and I seen that on YouTube, so tried that, and seems to work well. It takes, you gotta take your time, because the tool gets hot, your angle grinder gets hot, but it seems to work pretty well. Paint seems to be sticking really well on the one we did do, so with that, turn it back to Net, NAKPR.
Well, very good, Bob. Sounds like a very messy job. Next, we'll go to KC8YVF with KD8PAZ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Ron. KC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. Everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, I figured like you, Rick, probably 2.5-3 inches is what it looked like. And usually powdery stuff like this, I just take the leaf blower. But a little too much for the leaf blower to handle to do that, so I did get out the snowblower and take off majority of it, and then had to shovel some spot in between the cars. But the snowblower did take the snow off the cars, clean them off pretty good, got it off the porch, so that's dry. And then once I used the snowblower and went back over it with the leaf blower and got all the residual that the snowblower left, and got it pretty much down to the pavement, so it turned out. But yeah, I hear we're supposed to get some more like Wednesday or Thursday or somewhere in there. So, and again, it is February, it is winter still, and hopefully we don't get too much more. For me, I've been, yesterday we had, well, Friday night we had the radio club's meeting, had a good meeting there. Saturday morning, we had a good club breakfast. We had, I believe, 8 people for breakfast on Saturday morning. Came back and worked on some 3D printing. I'm working on some gifts for my grandson and granddaughter for Valentine's Day. I got my grandson's done last week. My granddaughter's got done last night. Had a problem with one of the parts. Let me break. The one big part, I couldn't get it to stick to the plate. Everything, I printed four or five other pieces for this project, everything stuck fine. Got down to this piece, it would not stick. So I cleaned the plate and tried it again, wouldn't stick. I did some other things, wouldn't stick. So finally, after 5 tries, it did finally stick and completed. It was a 5.5-hour print for this last piece, and it came out fine. But boy, it fought me to get it done. It's, I haven't had a problem like that. Trying to get something to stick in quite a while. And I'm working on another part of it today is a music box. It looks like a little spinet piano. And there's a music box, wind-up music box, that goes inside that plays a tune. So that's going to be her gift, of this, the music or the piano and this light. She's into Harry Potter, so I printed her basically a night light for her bedroom. And then my grandson's light for his room looks like the arm of an excavator. So the bucket is where that holds the light. So the kids should be pleased with those. So that's what Grandpa's been doing here, is doing some printing to give some gifts away. And I am watching the game. Turn it up right now. Philadelphia's up 7-0. And hopefully it goes Philadelphia's way, although the first penalty of the afternoon or the evening was a kind of a ticky-tack call that was for the Chiefs. So refs tend to favor them, it seems like. So, all right, we'll turn it back over to you. KC8YVF, back to Matt.
Thank you there, Ron. Next, we'll go to TD8PAZ with WADW on standby. KC8VOA.
Well, good evening, KC8VOA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. We've got a good net going here. Nice seeing you, Rick, and Ron, and Dave, and on the breakfast yesterday. I missed you, Dave, and ADRL, but anyway, not doing much. The only thing I done is walked out to the road and got my paper and walked back in. There's probably about 3 inches of snow out there that I walk through. I don't do any shoveling or blowing or anything else. I come back in and now I was working on my puzzle. So I've got it possibly about half done. So I got a little more to go. It's a little bit hard to do, but I'll get her. This is KD8DAZ back to KC8VOA.
Good with you, Annie. Yeah, the wisest thing to do is stay on the warm side of the door. Next, we'll go to WADW, and then we'll do a standby, see if there's anyone else who'd like to check in. Go ahead and pick it up, Dave. KCAVOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. KCAVOA, WADW. Yeah, the I attended the meeting virtually. Did that on Friday. Breakfast on Saturday. I had some stuff to do Saturday, so we worked on that, and then I played with the software-defined radio on the rest of the day on Saturday. Played around with that, and then I got a couple of things I want to try. So a couple more pieces of software I want to try, so we're going to do that. I'd like to try and get to work with the Raspberry Pi, so we're going to do some playing with that. I did do some of the, I got on this afternoon after lunch on the CQ Worldwide WPX Ready contest, and we worked 75 contacts, and I quit that, and I give it up after that. A lot of stuff on there, and I did work 10 meters, 10, 15, and 20. I made one or two contacts on 40. The bands were not too awful bad. They weren't great, but they weren't real awful bad. But we did, like I said, we did play around with it. It took me a while to get the my setup back. I have not done contests with the RIDI on the with the FL Digi and the N3 FKP stuff in quite a while, so I had to get it working. Let me take a break here. So we got it back working, and everything worked right, and I started looking through some macros that I had saved, and luckily I had a macro for the contest already set up, probably from last year, year before. I don't remember doing it last year at all, but so we had fun with that, and we did clear some snow out too. Like everybody said, we had probably 2.5-3 inches. I got the old John Deere out, my purchase from back in 1974. I got it out, got it running. Didn't want to run. It was real funny. The tractor run pretty decent when I started, but as soon as I did the kick the snow blower in, I wanted to stall. So we let it warm up, and I think this was probably, I think it still got gas from 2 years ago in, so that might be the problem. Didn't use it much last year. Anyway, back to you there, Rick. KCAVOA, WADW.
Well, thank you there, Dave. Are there any stations wishing to check into the Sunday night mid-Michigan? Matt, please call now. KCAVOA.
Hilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KEAPCQ, Dave in Bay City.
Okay, Dave, not hearing any other stations. It's your turn. Go ahead and pick it up. KCAVOA.
KCAVOA in the group. Well, we got the powder supplies this morning. We got pretty close to 6 inches. Took me about an hour and a half to do the drives and the sidewalks, but boy, it was nice stuff. As far as snow blowing and shoveling, it wasn't bad at all. It was fun to let the young dogs out and let them rip through that snow, run in 3 snowballs, and it wasn't bad at all. I didn't get much chance to do radio this week. I wished I could have, but I couldn't. And as far as that goes, I'm going to be one and done, guys. So 73KE8PCQ.
Well, Dave, you have a wonderful evening. I guess I'll take a crack at it. I did scrape the driveway off last night, shortly after I got home, and probably about an inch when I got done shoveling it off. And then this morning when I got up, I shoveled off another 2 inches before I went to church. So that's why I'm coming up with 3 inches. It was, last night it was coming down, it was freezing rain and snow, and I was concerned we was going to have a lot heavier stuff, but it was nice, light, and fluffy once it changed over, so that was a good thing. TC8FDL was in and out, so next we'll go to KE8AZN, with NAERL on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, KCABUA.
Well, all right, KCABUA, this is KCABN, and, well, you know, and I definitely enjoy going out and playing in the snow sometimes. It's definitely fun, that's for sure. Other than that, I am staying inside and warm as well. I'll probably maybe go out for a little bit tomorrow, but that'll be it. I just definitely don't want to get feeling bad, that's for sure. So I'm going to hand it back over to you, and I don't know if this is a 73 round, but you know, if it is, then I'm going to still stick around for a little while. So hey, you guys have a great evening, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, KCABO. Hey, this is
KE8AZN. Okay, yeah, KE8AZN, that was a 73 round, typically do two rounds. NAERL, Dave, go ahead and pick it up with NAKPR on standby, KC8BOA.
Well, I'm with Dave on the WPX Ricky contest. I don't use FL Busy that much, and switching between FT8 and FL Digi, you kind of forget, at least I do, I forget kind of what's what, so it takes a little time to get kind of back in the groove. I worked 40 last night into the night, and it was just for a short amount of time, and it was pretty good. Made a few European contacts, but mostly stateside, and then 10 meters early this morning was pretty good. Then I worked a little bit of 20, and then a little bit of 15. Just enough to kind of get back. I wouldn't say I'm in a groove, but get back and practice a little bit. Everybody have a good week. Be careful when the snow comes. Back to you, Rick, KC8BOA and ADRL.
Well, thank you there, Dave. You have a great week. Next, we'll go to NAKPR. Bob, go ahead and pick it up with KC8YVF on standby.
All right, Rick. Yeah, not much more to add. Did go to spend a week in Mexico, Playa del Carmen, last week, Wednesday to Wednesday. And 85 every day and about 74 at night, so I got used to that real quick, and I come home to this mess. But hey, that's okay. I think Michigan's a pretty good safe place to live compared to what you see on the East Coast, West Coast, and down south. So can't really beat it here. But thanks for doing that, Rick. 73s, everybody, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Well, thank you, Bob. You have yourself a wonderful week. Next, we go to KC8YVF with KD8CAZ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up.
Good evening again, Rick. Everyone on the net. Yeah, not much else from me either here. I got a dentist appointment on Wednesday. So hopefully the snow's not coming in Wednesday. We've got to go down to Flint for that. Our dentist has been down there. We've been going down to basically the same dentist office for about 40 years. So, yeah, we got that at 4 o'clock. So hopefully the snow isn't coming in on Wednesday. I thought I seen it on Thursday, but I'll have to take a look. But other than that, just get some work in the shack here, rearrange some radios, and tried to clean a few things up, but did get the things working at least, and that would have been about it. Hope to talk to you, some of you, tomorrow night on the net. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
Thank you, Ron. I was meaning to ask you a question if you were printing in PLA or what you were printing in. I know PLA has a starch in it and can put a buildup on the bill plate, and it can be touchy or it doesn't want to stick, and you have to actually clean it with Windex.
Yeah, I was printing in PLA for at least those particular items, and yeah, the build plate actually recommends you just use disc soap.
So you use warm water and your regular dish soap to take any residue off. I did that. I did clean it, dried it very well. It wouldn't stick. So I ended up just doing a quick alcohol wipe after that to make sure I'd got all the soap and that off in it, and then it stuck fine. So right now, tonight's print, I'm using a smooth plate, and boy, that's sticking like crazy. I can't get it off once it's done. So I've had a problem getting it off the plate tonight, and using Pet G for that with a smooth plate. But yeah, it just recommends for all the plates that I'm using, just soap and water for them, and most of them not even alcohol. KCYVF, back to net.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, if you get Pet G stuck on the plate too good, it will damage the surface. I know that, so you got to be careful. Next, we're going to KDA-PAZ, Mini, and with WADW on standby. Mini, go ahead and pick it up. KCVOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KDA-PAZ, and yeah, from what I understand, Ron is supposed to start snowing Wednesday night into Thursday, so they didn't say exactly what time it was supposed to start, but anyway, other than that, I haven't been doing nothing except working on my puzzle, staying inside and on this side of the door and staying warm. This is KDA-PAZ, back to KCA-VOA.
Well, thank you, Minnie. You have a safe and wonderful week, and keep warm. Next, we're going to WADW, and then we'll do a standby, see if any other stations would like to join the net. Go ahead and pick up, Dave. KCAVOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. KCAVOA, WADW. Yeah, Dave, on the FLDG and N3FJP, both of them work together. What you could do is, I probably should have a class on this. What you normally do is you start up N3FJP logger, and you turn it on so that it will log into the FLDigi, and then start the FLDigi up, and it will log right in, so you don't even have to go back to the log program. One of the problems that I have, though, is the trying to keep the especially with contests like this where you got numbers, is keep the numbers straight. You have to sort of keep an eye on that. That's the only drawback. I did have problems a couple times with the N3FJP and the FLDigi connecting on another contest, so I'm not sure what was going on. I'm not sure what computer I was using. It might have been my older computer, but it wouldn't connect. But anyway, that's about all I got. 73s. Everyone have a good one, and we'll catch everyone down the log. KCBOA, WADW.
Oh, very good, Dave. Very good. Are there any stations that would like to check in to the Sunday night Mid Michigan net? Please call now. Are there any closing comments or rechecks for the net?
NADRL.
NADRL, recognized.
Yeah, Dave, I have no problem with N3FJP, it's marvelous. I was just alluding to the fact that it seems like when I go from FLDigi back to FT8, I have to kind of go back and reset things. It seems like every time something happens, it doesn't just take off. But, oh yeah, N3FJP and FLDigi work great together. I mean, you get a call sign, you click on the call sign, it pops up on the log. You get a serial number, you click on that, it pops in the log, and then you just log it. Yeah, it's really cool how those two groups work together. It makes a marvelous product. Thanks, Rick. I just want to make that quick comment at ADRL.
thank you there, Dave. Are there any other closing comments or rechecks to the net? Please call now. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Mid Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, TCABOA. This net is now closed at 7:26 p.m. And the repeater is returned back to normal amateur use.
KEAVA. Wrong. KEACV.
Clayton, if you were looking for me, this is KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF, KEACV. Have you tried using a glass plate?
I have not. I have most of my plates are just textured PIE plates. I've got a carbon fiber plate and I got a smooth plate. So with this one, like I said, I normally print in carbon fiber in the textured plates and everything works out fine there. This is only the second time I've used a smooth plate. And like I said, it sticks well. So I'm down to the last piece here and to finish up this project, but yeah, I have not tried one of those.
Yeah, for PEG filament, I use a glass bed. I just got a cheap Creality one, and I took a diamond sharpener, and I smoothed it out and roughed it up. Cleaned it really good with alcohol, and after doing that, prints stick to it really good. Don't need glue or anything. And to get the print off, all you gotta do is wait for the plate to cool, and it just falls off.
Yeah, that's what I'm not doing, at least with these, with the smooth plate. I'm taking them off hot and going on to the next part, so I haven't been waiting the 20 minutes or so for that plate to cool, which I should have. But yeah, normally I haven't had any problem with any of the plates. Once in a while I'll get something that doesn't stick, and it's usually because I printed too many times with it and it's losing its grip. And I just have to remember, like I said, it just says, you know, use soap and water on them. And most of the time I need to go back over with a just an alcohol wipe of very light, just to make sure I get all the residue of any of the soap off in it, or that's not going to stick. That's what I did. I didn't think of that right off when it didn't stick the second time. I should have did that, and I didn't. So it was my fault on that one. Most of the time, I haven't had any problems.
Yeah. I wiped down with paper towel and alcohol after every print, and that keeps it sticking good. So, but I heard you were having trouble there, and I figured I'd mention the thing about glass, and so you have another option to try.
Yeah, a new plate I haven't tried yet. I bought one of the new cool plates. It's made for PLA and PETG. And I'm supposed to print it, you know, at like 20 or 30 degrees centigrade cooler. So again, cooler plate, that less current or electricity used. So I haven't tried that one yet. I've had it now for about a month. It's still sitting in the rack. But I've got, I think, 5 different plates that I have that I've cycled through. I've kind of wore one of mine out. The original plates kind of wore out. Last time I tried it, I couldn't get anything to stick well to it, so that one's kind of been retired, and I've moved on to a couple others I've been using for this. One of the BIQU plates. They're fairly inexpensive compared to the bamboo plates, and I printed probably a good 100 hours, probably 30, 40 different prints at least, all from one side of that plate with no problem at all, without cleaning at all. It's worked well. So I've got the glue, but I've never had to use it. I don't plan on it. I bought some just in case to have it on hand if I needed it, but I have not needed it so far.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
A little trick I use, if you get impatient and you're wanting to print something back-to-back, is I pour alcohol on the plate and it cools it off near where the print is and vaporizes, and then the print pops off easier, and then a little bit more alcohol, and I clean the plate. When it gets back up to temperature, the alcohol is completely vaporized, and then I print again.
Okay, thanks for the idea. We might have to try that sometime. Said I'm down to the last one here. I'm going to let this one cool because it's the last plate here and our last print on this project, and then I'll put it together. Like I said, it's a little spinet piano. And I have a music box that goes in that, so that'll be for my granddaughter to one of her gifts for Valentine's Day here. So, got all sorts of things I'm trying to find for them to print here to keep me busy. Just past the 700-hour print or mark on the printer here. So, printing a few things, but I read an article yesterday. Some guy was just new to printing. He's had his printer for just about a little over a month, and he's got 500 hours on it in a little over a month. And I'm thinking, well, he's printing a whole lot more than I am.
I'm glad you're having fun with it. So I'll let you go so you can get back to your printing. KEHCB73, be careful.
Yeah, thanks, Clinton, for all the ideas. I'll hang on to those and use some of those out of it. So thanks a lot. Any help that I can get, the better off here. Like I said, still learning, that's for sure. We'll talk to you later, KC8YVF, Claire.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KFA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.